The golden age of radio is on the air. Morehead State Public Radio presents classic old-time radio programs from radio's golden age, the 1930s through the 1950s. On this program of the Golden Age of Radio, the Music Box Theater from 1947, starring Dick Powell, Lena Romay, and Harry Von Zell. We'll also hear country and gospel music by Charlie and Ira Louvin, the Louvin Brothers. Stay tuned for the Golden Age of Radio after today's news from NPR on WMKY at 90.3 FM. Welcome back to the Golden Age of Radio on WMKY at 90.3 FM. Later on today's show, the Music Box Theater from 1947, starring Dick Powell, Lena Romay, and Harry Von Zell. Right now, country and gospel music by Charlie and Ira Louvin, the Louvin Brothers, as WMKY presents the Golden Age of Radio.
Morning, friends. Here's Ira and Charlie, the Louvin Brothers, with songs that tell a story.
Thank God for every flower and each tree. Thank God for the mountain and the sea.
Neighbors, Ira and Charlie, the Louvin Brothers, with songs that tell a story. It's a real pleasure to come into your home again this morning. We hope that you'll enjoy the program. Now, here's Ira Louvin.
Thank you, Ty Stairway, and here's our first number this morning entitled, Jesus is Whispering Now.
Life is the gift that we all must lay down, whether we be rich or poor. And Jesus is willing to give us a crown and fill us with love that is good. Jesus is whispering now. Why will you wait? Why will you wait? Jesus is whispering now. Listen to his voice, don't turn him away. If life seems so hard and seems useless to live, with trials and troubles to face, just ask God to comfort, he's willing and will. Let gladness and love take his place. Jesus is whispering now. Why will you wait? Why will you wait? Jesus is whispering now. Listen to his voice, don't turn him away. To bow in the presence of God, striving to win the reward. Wandering home on this path that I've trod, willing to work for the Lord. Jesus is whispering now. Why will you wait? Why will you wait? Jesus is whispering now. Listen to his voice, don't turn him away.
We're going to move right along with the program now. We've had lots of requests to do this one. It's also found in our new songbook, and it's entitled The Gospel Way.
There's a right and a wrong way to pray, so mayday. Never stop a maid lest you be too late to inherit the golden crown. You must walk each day in the gospel way if your works of God be found. Love your neighbor as yourself. Do you cheat him not in trade? Will your conscience groan on tomorrow's dawn should you meet him on the way? Never stop a maid lest you be too late to inherit the golden crown. You must walk each day in the gospel way if your works of God be found. Never do good deeds for the praise of man, giving gold that they might see. But in secret give and in secret pray, he'll reward you openly. Never stop a maid lest you be too late to inherit the golden crown. You must walk each day in the gospel way if the works of God be found.
We've got another song right now we'd like to sing for all you fine people listening today, and it's one that we get an awful lot of requests for, and we want to thank you for your nice cards and letters, and especially for going by the record shop and asking for this record. By the Louvin Brothers, "The Family Who Prays Never Shall Part."
Shall stand. God will say, my good faithful servant, the family who prays never shall part.
Satan has parted fathers and mothers, filling their heart with his envy and hate, heading their pathway down to destruction, leaving their children like orphans to stray.
The family who prays will never be parted. Circle in heaven unbroken shall stand. God will say to my good faithful servant, the family who prays never shall part.
Wars and tornadoes are taking our loved ones, leaving us tearful with sad aching hearts. But we shall join them over the river, where the family who prays never shall part.
The family who prays will never be parted. Their circle in heaven unbroken shall stand. God will say to my good faithful servant, the family who prays
family who prays never shall part. Our next song's going to be one that we've been getting an awful lot of requests for, that we like to sing a whole lot. We'd be glad to hear from you and want to know if you like it. And, well, we always make up our programs by our request. This one's entitled Robe of White.
The postman knocked and waited for a sweet face to appear, a face that showed her heart was full of joy. In the cottage doorway, smiling through her tears, each time he brought a message from her boy. Her calloused hands were trembling, the postman noticed too that her sweet and anxious face was white. Would this be the letter that she had waited for? And would it tell her that he was all right? I'm sorry, said the postman, I must ask you to sign this little book that I have brought along. This letter's registered, he slowly bowed his head, and then she knew that there was something wrong. The address on the corner of this envelope of blue told her that her darling son was dead. Where Jimmy's name and number had always been before, his captain's name was written there instead. Dear God, they've made my darling's grave thou knowest of his soul. She prays an humble prayer to God each night. Place on his grave a blooming rose so all the world can see my soldier boy has won his robe of.
And right now we have one of the old timers for all the friends to sing a little bit of it. Sinner, you better get ready.
Oh, sinner, you better get ready. Oh, you better get ready, hallelujah. Sinner, you better get ready. The time's coming when the sinner must die.
Oh, God gave Noah the rainbow sign.
Time to come and when the sinner must die.
It won't be but water be before next time.
Time to come and when the sinner must die. Oh, sinner, you better get ready. Oh, you better get ready, hallelujah. Sinner, you better get ready. The time to come and when the sinner must die.
I thought I heard all the preachers.
Time to come and when the sinner must die.
You better get down on your knees and pray.
The time to come and when the sinner must die. Oh, sinner, you better get ready. Oh, you better get ready, hallelujah. Sinner, you better get ready. The time to come and when the sinner must die.
Right now, friends, we have a song we'd like to dedicate especially to our shut-in listeners today, wherever and whoever they may be. We hope you'll enjoy this song, and it's one of the which we wrote especially for the shut-ins, and it's entitled A Shut-In at Christmas.
While they're passing Christmas.
Heavenly Father, I am so thankful for all the great blessings Thou hast sent my way on this Christmas day. Thou hast seen fit to bring all my sweet little children home to me to sing Thy praise around our Christmas tree. Their vacation is over, and as we're about to be separated, may Thy protecting hand go with them along the highways and dangerous curves until they've safely reached their homes in the city. Comfort the heart of each shut-in the world over. They need Thy sympathy and pity. Lead, guide, and direct us through the oncoming year as Thou would have us go. And finally gather us home in the land where joys shall never end, and where around the great white throne there will be no lonely shut-ins. Folks, we've enjoyed being with you today more than words could ever say. We want to thank you for listening, and we want to thank you very much for writing to us and saying all those nice things about us. So this is Ira Louvin speaking for Charlie and myself, Mr. Tice Tarraway, and all the staff here at WZOB. And we'll be back again tomorrow at the same time. Until then, be a good neighbor. God bless you all.
Thank God.
Thank God for the mountain and the tree.
Thank God.
Thank God for the land.
Oh, yes, I'm going back to my home in Tennessee. Back to the girl that's waiting in the cotton fields to see. There's a mother and a dad that's waiting patiently. And the place I'm longing for tonight's my home in Tennessee. Called Bunker's Hill. I've dropped from the clouds in a parachute, and oh boys, what a thrill. I've saw shells fall in no man's land and dine in the great prairie. But the place I'm longing for tonight's my home in Tennessee. Yes, I'm going back to my home in Tennessee. Back to the girl that's waiting in the cotton fields to see. There's a mother and a dad that's waiting patiently, and the place I'm longing for tonight's my home in Tennessee. Rocky Mountains and back down again, then up to old New York, some Statue of Liberty. But the place I'm longing for tonight's my home in Tennessee. Yes, I'm going back to my home in Tennessee. Back to the girl that's waiting in the cotton fields to see. There's a mother and a dad that's waiting patiently. Place I'm longing for tonight's my home in Tennessee.
You're listening to the Golden Age of Radio and the Carter Family with Home in Tennessee from 1934. We also heard the music of Charlie and Ira Louvin, the Louvin Brothers. Stay tuned for more classic old-time radio from the 1930s through the 1950s. When the Golden Age of Radio continues on Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY at 90.3 FM. Thank you. Welcome back to the Golden Age of Radio on WMKY at 90.3 FM. Here's an episode of the Music Box Theater from 1947, starring Dick Powell, Lena Romay, and Harry Von Zell, as WMKY presents the Golden Age of Radio.
The Music Box Theater, starring Dick Powell. Tonight, the Music Box Theater presents Dick Powell in his original role as Eric Land with Lena Romay and Harry Von Zell in the 20th Century Fox musical hit, Thanks a Million. Welcome to Elks Hall in New City. It's a little noisy in here. I hope you can hear me. There's a rehearsal going on. Ned Lyman and his Hits and Misses Roadshow have been stranded in New City for a week, broke. And, well, you want to know how the kids feel about it? Listen to Eric Land, the show's singing star, and Sally Mason, the featured dancer. They're talking over there in the corner.
There's no business like show business. Oh, I just wish show business was good for us. So we could eat.
Oh, don't be bitter, Angel. All we need is a break. You've got a good show, and Ned's a smart manager.
Oh, Ned's a big bag of wind. I'm telling you, Eric, I can't stand this much longer. Coffee and donuts.
Hey, kid, Eric, Sally, listen. I have great news.
Well, hello, Ned. Don't be so depressed. What happened? Did you find a quarter?
No, I could come into the office. Oh, you lucky people.
Well, I'm not playing any benefits unless they serve food.
No. Now, build yourselves a couple of laps, my friends. Our troubles are over. Old Uncle Ned has saved the day.
You couldn't have picked a nicer day for it.
Yeah, well, now, what is our trouble? We are the greatest entertainment unit in the United States, and we're starving.
You've got a great start there.
Yeah, well, what is the answer to starvation? Food. And how do we pay for the food?
Pay? You mean this deal includes money?
Oh, Sally, kids, listen, we've been hired to entertain at political rallies during the gubernatorial campaign of Judge Darius P. Culliman. The campaign's very hot. The judge has powerful backers. And if we help to put him in the governor's chair, what do we get? $1,500. $1,500!
And if we don't?
Yeah, oh, please, Eric, please. Let's keep this thing on a high plane. Look, now, we are now the guests of the Commonwealth Party. Look, I have a check for $100. Advance, you know.
Look, Sally, look. $100. That's 2,000 hamburgers.
I was born without a silver spoon, but in my heart I had a golden tune. And I find I just don't mind a thing if folks just let me sing. I've got a pocket full of sunshine and a heart full of song. And when I see you, all I want to do is pass it along, pass it along. The skies may be a little cloudy, but the world can go wrong. While you've got a pocket full of sunshine and a heart full of song. Cold winds may blow,
cold winds may blow,
but if you raise your voice and sing,
raise your voice and sing,
somehow I know
there's gonna be spring. Yes, there's got to be spring.
And so if Mr. Trouble finds me, he will never linger long, 'cause I've got a pocket full of sunshine and a heart full of song.
Cold winds may blow,
but if you raise your voice and sing,
somehow I know there's gonna be spring. Yes, there's got to be spring.
And so if Mr. Trouble finds me, he will never linger long, 'cause I've got a pocket full of sunshine
and a heart full of song.
thank you. Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute, wait a minute. That's just the warm-up, ladies and gentlemen. Here's the real star of our show, a man you all know and love, and your next governor, Judge Darius P. Cullimon.
Three score and 5 years ago, I was born in a little log cabin.
So what?
Let's have another song.
Yeah, let's get a singer.
Eric, my boy, you did a great job last night at the rally.
Well, kind words from you, Ned. What's the pitch?
You almost caused a riot, Eric. They wouldn't even listen to Judge Cullimon.
Yeah, that's it, my boy. Eric, I hate to say this, but the judge's money is feeding 20 other people in this troop.
There are only 18 besides you.
Yeah, well, my wife is expecting. I'm eating for two now. And Eric, look. Eric, listen to me, boy. If we don't do what the judge says, those 20 people go back to their old habit of not eating.
So I'm fired, huh?
No, Eric, but... Yes. No.
Ah, well, I'm glad I found you.
Oh, well, Mr. Kruger, I was just tactfully hinting to Eric here that the judge
felt... The judge is in the hospital. No.
My old bosom pal?
The old ingrate had an attack of appendicitis an hour ago. Oh, I'm going to operate.
No, don't try to soften the blow, Mr. Kruger. How is my old pal?
How do you mean?
Will he... Can he still sign checks?
Yes. I think so, of course.
He can't. Well, let go of me, Eric. I'm all right. Sally, dear, have you met Mr. Kruger? He's the head of Judge Cullimon's party, you know.
How do you do?
Hello. Lyman, what are we going to do tonight? I've been trying to reach a guest speaker, but nobody's available. The big rally starts in less than an hour.
Oh, well, Mr. Kruger, unaccustomed as I am to public speaking...
Mr. Kruger, what about Eric?
Him?
Yeah, well, of course. I'm glad I thought of that. His father was a justice of the peace here, you know. You remember the old man well. Became a martyr. Got blown up by some renegade Republican, I think.
Now, stop making things up, Ned. I can't make a political speech.
Yeah, it's not such a bad idea at that. The people like you, you can explain that the judge is in the hospital. And... Sure, it's a deal. I'll see you at the rally. Now, I've got to get to the papers.
Oh, Eric, my boy, this is the opportunity of a lifetime.
Oh, you'll get a lot of publicity, Eric, and the speeches are going to be broadcast.
You know, this is pretty confusing. First you give me the air, now you put me on it. But my appetite tells me to take it.
My sweetie isn't very up to date. He's no sophisticate, I will admit. He doesn't sparkle when he speaks to me. Oh, but when he speaks to me, he makes a hit. Although his pet names aren't new, he still can thrill me through and through. He calls me Sugar Plum sounds kinda dumb, but nothing sounds dumb when it comes from the one I love. I call him Lollipop. Lollipop means he's the top, and he's the top 'cause he's the one I love. We have a language that's all our own. I'm his Eskimo pie, and he's my ice cream cone. He calls me Sugar Plum. Yummy, 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 yum. Well, that's the way it sounds when it comes from the one I love.
Thank you, Sally. Thank you. You were wonderful. And thank you, folks. Now, I'm afraid that I have some disappointing news for you. Judge Cullimon, your very esteemed friend and candidate for governor of this great state, who was supposed to talk to you at this time, is in the hospital. He's going to be operated on in a few minutes, so I have his speech here, and the committee backstage has asked me to read it.
Sing us a song!
Yeah, that's right. All right,
but just a minute now. First, I want to give you some idea of the service Judge Cullimon has rendered to the state. I'm not going to read all this, but there are some things about the judge that I want you to know. He was born in a log cabin somewhere back around 1888. And he started out in politics as a justice of the peace down there in Cotton County. Oh, I guess that doesn't sound very important. Maybe some of those old justices didn't know much about law, but they certainly knew a lot about human nature. I know because my father was one right down there in Oakdale.
Who is that young man, Ned?
His name is Eric Land, Mrs. Kruger. He's my star singer.
He's a good talker, too. Has that crowd in his best pocket.
That's right, Mr. Kruger. He's a great performer.
Very handsome, too. Isn't he, darling?
Enough to help swing the woman's vote.
He's been the state tax collector, and for the last few years, he's served on the circuit bench. Oh, I'm not trying to make a speech. Just hitting a few high spots, batting for a fine old boy who has devoted his entire life to serving you and the state. I think he deserves your support the coming election. I think you think so, too. I thank you.
Ah, well, most surprising. Eric, you realize who that was on the telephone?
Guessing games?
Yeah. Oh, yes, guessing. Guess who is in the lobby? On their way up here to see you, as a matter of fact.
Son of Lassie?
Yeah. No, it's Mr. and Mrs. Kruger.
Oh, that Wolferson Minx clothing.
Yes. Wonderful woman, Mrs. Kruger.
Ned, what does Kruger want to see me about?
Well, Eric, it seems that they were both very impressed with the way you handled that crowd tonight.
Both?
Yes. Yeah, very important people, you know. Mr. Kruger has a huge bankroll. He's a civic leader. And Mrs. Kruger, well, you can see she's a beautiful woman. I like the way her figure goes in and out and... up and down and in and out and up and down and in and...
You better let him in before you get seasick, then.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, come in, my friends. Ah, this is indeed an unexpected pleasure, indeed. And you are looking so wonderful, Mrs. Kruger.
Up and down and in and out.
No.
What's that? She's rehearsing. How do you do, Mr. Kruger? This is Sally Mason. Mr. and Mrs. Kruger, Sally.
Yeah, how do you do?
How do you do?
Hello. I'm a man of few words, Mr. Land. Judge Cullerman's condition has forced him to withdraw from the gubernatorial race.
Oh, no. Think what you're saying, Mr. Kruger.
And in view of the fact that you are a local boy, and that you are a prime favorite of the voters whom you've appeared before, my colleagues and I hereby offer you the candidacy for governor of this state on the Commonwealth Party's ticket.
Hmm? There you lost me.
We accept!
You're going to run for governor, Mr. Land, and I'm going to do everything I can to help you. I'll work with you night and day.
Oh, brother.
Now, wait a minute. You've got the wrong man. I don't know anything about politics. I can't even understand the cartoon.
And here he is, ladies and gentlemen, your candidate for governor, a local boy whom you all love, Eric, the People's Choice Land.
It's your evening time, sir. Eric Land, campaign sweeping state, read all about it. Local boy replaces Cullerman.
Land for governor! Land for governor!
Eric.
Yes, Mrs. Kruger. Jane.
I've so enjoyed these last few days with you.
I don't know how I'll ever be able to thank you.
You don't? You adorable boy, you.
Remember now, day after tomorrow is election day. And remember, I'm your candidate for governor. So get out the vote. And get it out for me, will you? And now I promised you a song with every speech. Sally and the boys and I are going to sing I'm Sitting High on a Hilltop. I had a busy day today, full of troubles and trials, but I have put them all away and traded them for smiles. I've looked for a place in the sun, but I found a cozier one. I'm sitting high on hilltop, tossing all my troubles to the moon, where the breeze seems to say, don't you worry, things are bound to pick up pretty soon. Here neath the sky on the hilltop, seems to me the world is all in tune.
I forget all the hustle and hurry, tossing all my troubles to the moon. I know someone will love me and everything will be just grand. Just so the stars up above me continue doing business at the same old stand. It's mighty sweet in the evening when I've had a busy afternoon, sitting high, high, high on a hilltop, tossing all my troubles to the moon.
I'm sitting high on a hilltop,
tossing all my troubles to the moon, where the breeze seems to say, don't you worry, things are bound to pick up pretty soon.
Here near the sky on a hilltop,
seems to me the world is all in tune. I forget all the hustle and hurry, tossing all my troubles to the moon.
I know someone will love me and everything will be just grand. Just so the stars up above me continue doing business at the same old stand. It's mighty sweet in the evening
when I've had a busy afternoon, sitting high, high, high on a hilltop, tossing all my troubles to the moon.
I know someone will love me and everything will be just grand. Just so the stars up above me continue doing business at the same old stand.
It's mighty sweet in the evening when I've had a busy afternoon,
sitting high, high, high on a hilltop, tossing all my troubles to the moon.
We certainly killed him tonight, Sally.
Oh, you remember me?
What do you mean? What's been the matter with you lately?
Oh, nothing. Only I'm a little confused. Are you running for governor or for Mrs. Kruger? And what's she running for? You?
Now, that's a funny attitude to take, honey. She's been trying to help me, that's all.
Yeah, yeah. I haven't seen you since you met her, you know. She's been helping you kiss babies, judge beauty contests, and inspect dark country roads.
Now, baby, you're acting like a jealous kid.
Well, maybe I am jealous. In fact, I know I am. I saw you first.
Oh, now, look, dear, look. I'm supposed to see her tonight, but I'll tell you what I'll do. I'm going to be with you instead, no matter what happens. We'll have dinner together at the hotel and then go for a long ride. Okay?
I'm much prettier than she is, and I'm single.
What do you think she is, double?
Phone for you, Mr. Land.
Oh, thanks. I'll be right back, baby. Hello?
Hello, Eric. This is Jane. Mr. Kruger wants to see you at once. Will you come right over?
Well,
It's terribly important. He seems excited and nervous. Oh, please come right away.
All right.
What's the matter, Eric?
I'm going to have to make that tomorrow night, baby, that dinner. I have to meet Ned down at the campaign headquarters right away. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. Maybe I'll get to see you in the governor's mansion.
Oh, that'll be the day. See you later, honey. I'll call you when I get back.
Thanks a million thanks to you. Da-da-da-dum, you gave me all the devil with it.
Hi, Sally. Hello. Where's the boy Wonder, the Gov?
Oh, he's gone out.
Yeah, oh, well, too bad. Thought the three of us might catch a Mickey Mouse down at the street tonight. Eric's been working pretty hard on this. Hey, what's the matter with you? What are you crying about?
Hello, Jane.
Oh, hello, Eric. Sit down.
The butler told me your husband wasn't home. When do you expect him?
As a matter of fact, I don't expect him at all. He's at a meeting.
Oh. What kind of a gag is this?
You know, of course, that I like you. I've liked you ever since I first saw you.
But you've been so impersonal that, well, I've been afraid.
Afraid? Do you mind if I join you?
I'm a little afraid myself. This is no place for the future governor.
Do you know a better place?
I'm trying hard to think of one. Fire in the fireplace, brandy on the mantle, beautiful woman beside me. Oh. You are beautiful, you know.
Mm, you think so?
Well, you are. You know, I'm very impressed. To think that you're willing to divorce your husband just for me.
Divorce my husband? Are you crazy, Eric?
Now, honey, break this to me easy. You mean to tell me that you're not willing to divorce him and leave all this? This luxury and live in an apartment with a pull-down bed on what a singer can make?
Oh, this is ridiculous. I ask you over here because I'm fond of you. This talk about divorce and marriage.
Well, it's the only way. We'll elope tonight. We'll both give up everything. You give up this house, the servants, the charge accounts. And I'll give up this silly campaign and we'll starve in the garret together.
You think I'd be foolish enough to give all this up just for you?
You mean to tell me, after all this, you don't intend to marry me?
Of course not. That's ridiculous.
Then I shall have to leave.
Isn't that supposed to be funny?
Well, isn't the whole thing a little funny?
Get out! You hear? Get out!
Hello, Ned, have you seen Sally?
Oh, not for a while. She went up to her room quite a while ago. Say, Kruger's in the bar waiting for you. Says it's very important.
Oh, he can wait. I'm going to find Sally.
Oh, Eric, I have to see you a minute. Alone.
Well, I'll be glad to leave. I trust I know, and I'm not wanted, Mr. Kruger.
Thank you, Ned. Sit down, Eric.
What's on your mind, Mr. Kruger? I'm in a hurry.
Well, frankly, Eric, you've done a great job. Just left a meeting. You've got a 50-50 chance of being next governor of this state.
Me? I couldn't administer a hot dog stand. What do I know about running a state?
Oh, you'll have good advice, son. That's what I want to talk with you about. You see, the boys all chipped in for your campaign. Pretty good sums, too. Very expensive an election.
Yeah?
Got to be practical about it. We do something for you, you do something for us. Hmm. Here, see, this piece of paper explains the whole thing. I just sign it.
Do you mind maybe if I might read it first?
Oh, it just says that if you're elected, you'll appoint Joe Maxwell, Public Works Commissioner.
Oh?
Joe threw $30,000 into your campaign, and if you appoint him, he'll see you when he gets the construction of the state's new buildings.
That's nice, very intriguing.
And Frank Slocum, appoint him Commissioner of Schools. There's plenty of profit there. He'll handle $5 million, and he'll remember you.
Thank you, thank you. As you know, tonight's entertainment concludes a somewhat novel political campaign. But if you vote for me tomorrow, you'll be making a mistake.
What do you mean we'll be making a mistake?
I'm being offered as a figurehead for the Commonwealth Party. If I'm elected, I'll be expected to use your money, your taxes, to reward those men whose sole purpose in backing me was to enrich themselves. Now, that gentleman sitting over there in the lower box with the gardenia on his lapel, that's Mr. Joe Maxwell. He expects to be made Commissioner of Public Works so he can steal from the $7 million fund assigned to that department. And that gentleman in the upper box, the ball-headed one, that's Mr. Frank Slocum. He wants to be Commissioner of Schools, handle $5 million to steal from. And that's Walter Kruger who's making that hasty exit up the aisle. He's the head of the Commonwealth Party with a finger in every pie. These men are crooks. So I urge you, to go to the polls tomorrow and vote for my opponent, Governor Wildman. Now, you came here for entertainment, you're going to get it. You know, Sally and I usually sing this song together, but she's not here tonight. So I guess I'll have to do my best without her. Okay, Professor?
How can I convey it all? I don't want to bore you. It's so hard to say it all. Standing here before you, there's so very much to say in
so many ways. But I found a different way in a current phrase. Thanks a million thanks to you for everything that love could bring. You brought me each tender love word you happened to say. Is hidden away in memory's bouquet.
Thanks a million, for I remember too the tenderness that your caresses taught me.
You made a million dreams come true, and so I'm saying thanks a million to you.
Sally, darling.
I was in the audience. Oh, you were wonderful, Eric.
Sing it, Sally.
Thanks a million, for I remember too the tenderness that your caresses taught me.
A million dreams come true,
and so I'm saying thanks a million to you.
And we're out of the state. What a day.
There's a car following us.
There is? Step on it, Ned.
Well, I'm going 70.
Well, I'm going 90.
I'll raise you 10. We got more company. There are four motorcycles now.
Well, it's not fair. They're ganging up on us.
Yeah, they're gaining, too.
Oh, and look, it's no use here. Let me slow down before they start shooting. This is it.
You get around kind of fast, don't you, Bud?
Officer, how can you say that? I was only in second.
At 90? 90 miles an hour, yeah.
Pay no attention to him, officer. He's been drinking.
You?
This looks like a police convention. Where's Kruger?
Kruger? I don't know what you're talking about. All right, what's your name? You, handsome.
Eric Lamb.
You know, wait a minute, Eric. Look, he's not saying a word until we get a good lawyer. And what's more, he didn't do it.
Shut up, you. What did you say your name was again?
Eric Land.
Land?
Yeah, Land. What Columbus discovered on the 40th day.
Hey, boys, it's Eric Land.
Eric Land.
Yes, sir, let me be the first to congratulate you.
For what?
Well, I'm not. Here, give me that paper, Bill. Read that headline, Mr. Land.
Eric Land, elected governor.
Me?
Who else?
Yeah, well, I knew it all the time.
Sally, may I invite you to breakfast at the governor's mansion?
Oh, it sounds like fun, Your Excellency. When?
Every morning, starting with a wedding breakfast. Oh. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Thanks a million, for I remember too the tenderness that your caresses taught me. You made a million dreams come true,
and so I'm saying thanks a million to you.
the Golden Age of Radio on WMKY and the Music Box Theater, starring Dick Powell, Lena Romay, and Harry Von Zell. First broadcast on radio on December 10th, 1947. This has been the Golden Age of Radio. Classic old-time radio programs from the 1930s through the 1950s. Material for this program provided by the Internet Archive, an online nonprofit library of books, movies, music, and old-time radio shows. On the web at archive.org. Tune in again for the Golden Age of Radio next week at this same time and channel on WMKY at 90.3 FM and online at WMKY.org.